Bloomin'Tay Jewelers.
Hey, Elaine, it's Tammy. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Tammy. Oh, surviving.
Yeah, no, I know. I honestly, I've been thinking about you ever since we talked the other day, so I'm just checking in.
Yeah, well, he's due to leave the place tomorrow sometime, so he should probably be here on Saturday.
Oh, that's good. How do you feel about that?
I don't. I mean, if I had more staff here, if things were better here,
mm-hmm.
I would insist that he
stay.
But I can't tell him what to do.
Right.
That's
no,
the other
I know.
Thing.
I know.
But I would prefer that he went straight into a residential program.
Yeah.
But given our situation, I don't have any staff besides him and me, and
right.
So we're bare bones. I mean, it's
I know
just
you
bare
are.
Bones. So I don't think that I can say much about it. I do think he's doing really well. He's taking everything quite seriously. I mean, I think they scared the pants out of him when they were telling him, you know, what his longevity would be if he kept up with the same style of life. So I think he's taking it very seriously.
Oh, good.
I
now
don't
was,
know.
Was that his first time being a
in
dad?
A, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's never taken anything this far. And I think the year was just so tough on him, and just things haven't gone the way he was hoping they would in life, you know. And I think this year was just a really difficult one, and that's what he ended up, you know, treating himself with.
It's sad when it's like it's the only, you know, when people start treating themselves for their own depression and things like that. Like it's one of those things where it's like you don't want to blame them because you understand, because it's like
you
that's your coping mechanism.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, hey, okay, too far.
And you know, I said to him at one point, I said, "How could you have let yourself go this far? Didn't you realize how bad off you were behaving?" And what?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, "Really, no." No, he thought he was all Mr. Sly Guy. You know, nobody knew what I was up to. Ha ha.
Mm-hmm.
We just had one of a really old customer in here whose own sons have been dealing with, he's had the same issues in his family. And so it was funny the way he put it. He said to me, "So how's Alex?" Like he knew something, you know.
Yeah.
I said, "Oh, well, not too great at the moment." He goes, "Yeah, I didn't think so. I could smell it on him when I was in here a week or so ago."
Yeah.
So he knew. And I was like, oh, my God. And I told Alex that, and he was mortified. I mean, he thought he was fooling people.
Right.
So
well,
he
like
wasn't.
I said, you know, I've been thinking about you ever since, and I just wanted to, you know, touch base and check in on you.
Okay. Well, and on top of that, it's only been the most dead Christmas I've ever seen. And we have 80 degrees here today.
Yeah.
So, you know, the weather is, it's like summertime beyond, it's better than the summer we had.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't know what's happening, but in here, it's as dead as doornails. So, really not happy about that.
Yeah.
Not helping the situation.
It's not helping, but in a way, it might be helping you, you know. Like
yeah, if I was running off my feet, yeah.
Right, it might be a slight blessing in disguise, at least just for now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I do know what you mean. That's good perspective on that, yeah. I could be trying to run myself ragged here. And,
exactly.
And we've been to all this banking problems that we've had with the fraud and theft and all of that has taken up so much time. We were 2 hours at the bank this morning having to finalize getting the business account from one bank to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'll have to give you guys an update on that, too, the new, but I guess it wouldn't matter as long as, and do you need to know the new bank information for?
I mean, not yet. I know you guys owe, I mean, it's $940. It's not like super a lot.
It's that new earring memo.
So it's not like super a lot or anything, but when you get, do you guys do checks? Like, I don't know how Alex typically
pays. Yes, we do that with, what's his name?
Lenny.
The bill. Lenny.
Yeah,
Alex will just take a picture of the check, and he takes it from there.
Yeah, and that's all. That's what
we'll
typically do.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, well, then I don't need to worry. Well, you know, if we, hopefully we'll have some sales, and anyway, I'll be updating you on that, you know.
Yeah. No, like I said, you know, it's just, it really was, I'm just kind of checking in, you know.
Okay. Well,
I do care, I know I'm just your vendor and everything.
Yeah,
but
no, that's very sweet of you. Do you have grown-up kids like that?
No, I don't.
No,
oh, I'm Alex's age.
Oh, you're a youngster. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm 37.
Oh, okay. Well, I never expected it from him. I mean, I knew he had a tendency, but not to that. I mean, I said, man, you just let yourself go. The hell, you know. But
it's
that's
easy
just
to do
what happens
around a little. Once you get a little slip, it's easy to do. You know, I've seen a lot of people that I know have gone down that path, and it's scary.
It is scary,
especially when you know you can't help because they can really only help themselves.
No, then anytime I tried to, you know, in the last, say, 3 to 4 days before it all came crashing down, you know, when it was clear, obviously he smelled like a vodka bottle.
Mm-hmm.
He went out in the back and I followed him, and he had some stashed in his car, and I tried to take it away, and it was going to be a physical altercation right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it's impossible to, even when they're at that point, you know, you can't prevent them.
Right.
They're just going to get violent if it comes, you know, down to
it.
Right. Yeah.
You got to protect yourself too, you know.
Mhm.
That's the sad truth.
Yeah, I'm going to an Al-Anon group now to see. I don't know if you're familiar with that term.
I am.
So I just want to see what I got to be able to. I don't want to have this codependency thing going on.
Right.
You know,
and you gotta know when enough is enough for yourself too, you know.
Well, I'm there.
Yeah.
I've had it. I just can't take anymore between, you know. What's the aging thing that's happening to my husband and his, it's just not, there's just too many signs, you know, it's just too many hardships right now. I need Alex to behave, and he's got to get it under control.
Right.
So.
Because in a way, I mean, not that I'm saying he is, but in a way it's kind of a selfish thing. It's like, hey, I need your help, you know.
Exactly. Well, most addicts are very selfish people because all they think about is themselves.
Right, and the next time.
And when is it going to be the next time?
Mm-hmm.
They don't think about the fallout.
No. Because they get trapped in their own depression, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But
so.
if you ever need anyone to talk to, you know, feel free. I mean, I know it sounds stupid, but.
No, it doesn't. It's very, very sweet of you. It's very kind, and I appreciate it. It's helpful. Other customers have been in here, like, they're going to get the wind up. This gal that was here earlier, she knew Alex from her. He went to high school with her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, okay, what's going on? Why isn't he here again? You know, and she got it out of me, you know. And she was just devastated to find out, you know.
Right.
There's a lot of people that, you know, even though it's a business, you know, they do. They've known you for so long. They do care about you.
It's a business, but it's a small community, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people care about each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's human kindness,
right?
Yeah. And it's funny. You start to find those people. There's more people that care than you realize.
Mm-hmm. That's true. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. Thank goodness, anyway.
Yeah. 100%.
100%.
I really hope
you
have a good night, and I hope things are start to pick up and start to get better. And if it means anything, it's been slower, you know, for December's for most people, but I do
see it
starting to pick up for most, you know, just actually starting kind of just today. So I mean, it is kind of.
Well, the price of metals are just insanity.
I mean, what is a
business supposed to do? Silver is over $61 now.
I know. It's insane. I mean, they're just, you know, maybe precious metals start to make different ones and everything.
Yeah. I mean, I can't even put in new earrings. I want to order some new, you know, just gold earrings.
Mm-hmm.
No. They're going to be $900 for a skinny little hoop.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean,
yeah.
I have some, like, Huggies. If you need Huggies, they're, like, $3.75 each, and they're just 14 pointers. I mean, those
are they yellow gold or white gold or what?
Let me see what I have. I don't know if I have any yellow left, but let me see.
I would be more interested in yellow.
Yeah.
People seem to be moving towards yellow, don't you think?
I do think, but, I mean, Christmas, people will buy anything right now, whatever you have, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Let me see. I have two pairs of yellow left.
Do you want to send them out?
Yeah, I can do that.
I'd like to take a look at them and see if I think I can use them. Because
They're really, honestly, they're really popular right now. They're everybody's been buying these, so, like,
Well,
I'm like eyeing them myself, so.
Okay, sure. But, I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, not a problem. You'll have them tomorrow, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, let me know anything, though, like I said, that I can help with, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Tammy. Appreciate it.
I'll stay in touch, but you do the same.
All right.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.